Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to Nate Taylor. He is going to be here coming up at the top of the hour. Let's talk about Sunday Night Football. Let's get back to Chiefs and Texans. So I am already starting to make my grocery list of what the Chiefs need this offseason. Now, maybe the Chiefs end up making the postseason. Maybe they end up making a deep run. I don't have a crystal ball. But I can't really see a scenario in which I move off of these things. I think it's time for the Chiefs to get a new offensive coordinator. I know you guys were at that place at the very beginning of the season, and I was defending Matt Nagy and thought that some of the criticisms were unfair towards him. And that still might be the case. But their offense is not working in a way that it should be working. And someone usually has to answer for that. Even if this team ends up making the postseason, they lose in the second round. Man, this year was not what we expected it to be. And usually, it's just time for some changes. So, near the top of my list is going to be a new offensive coordinator. I've been banging the drum now for the last couple of seasons. The Chiefs need to invest in running the football and not investing in it in Elijah Mitchell, who doesn't play for the team, or investing in it with Breshard Smith. I mean, like, using some real assets. Now, I know this is going to come up. That doesn't mean they have to get Jeremiah Love. Like, there's other running backs available. If they get Jeremiah Love, great. But I'm not saying they got to get him. But they have to invest in the running game. The other thing that I am going to really push for is going to be they need to find their version of Danielle Hunter. Every single offseason, there are mercenaries. If you're a team that needs a wide receiver, guess who was available this past year? Davante Adams. Everybody could have got Davante Adams. We knew he still had a little bit left in the tank. The Rams went out there. They paid him. Look, they've been rewarded. He has had a phenomenal season and is one of the better receivers in the National Football League. And we knew that. Danielle Hunter, he was available for everybody to get. He was a 30-year-old pass rusher. So, yeah, you're rolling the dice a little bit. And, yes, it's going to be expensive. You're going to have to overpay for those things. They gave him a 2-year, $49 million deal. He then outplayed the first deal, and then they had to give him a 1-year extension for $35 million. Pass rush ain't cheap. So on the opposite side, no more of this Charles Omenihu on a 1-year deal. No more of this Mike Dana. You need some dogs. They need Frank Clark. That's what they need. They need Frank Clark 2.0, Danielle Hunter. So not him. But we know there's going to be a guy who's a 29 or 30-year-old pass rusher that hits the market that is available that, man, your team could desperately use. You want to know a guy who the Chiefs really could have used this year who has been just available every single season? Man, Jadeveon Clowney would have been one of those kind of guys. He has 4 sacks this season. Jadeveon Clowney would be second on the Chiefs in sacks if he was on this team. Now, I'm not telling you he's some great pass rusher because I don't think he's that, but I'm just talking about that kind of mentality. They need to go get somebody who is a dog, and that guy's going to cost them a little bit of money, or that guy might not be in their usual, hey, these are the guys that we go get, But, man, you could have got Jadeveon Clowney this year on a one-year, $3.4 million deal. Now, he's not having a dynamic season. He has four sacks. But could you imagine how you felt about this defensive line if on the other side you had a guy like Jadeveon Clowney who might have six or seven sacks this season? You'd feel drastically different about this pass rush. So one of the things that I want the Chiefs to stress, no, they're not getting Will Anderson. You got to have a top five pick to get him. He was the third pick in the draft. But what you need is a guy like Danielle Hunter, and that guy's available. Take some of those coins in free agency and that you've spent on center and that you spent on right guard and you spent on a middle linebacker in Nick Bolton. Take some of that money and you can go get yourself a pass rusher. Go get yourself somebody opposite George Karlaftis and Chris Jones with a proven track record of being able to get after the other team's quarterback. That's what I want them to do.
Let me ask you a question. And I if this comes off negative...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So be it. Pass rusher, even the one-year mercenary, they aren't free. They tend to be expensive. You tend to be in bidding wars. Maybe that's a better way to 100%. Say it. You tend to be in bidding wars for the mercenary. Are the Chiefs going to have enough money to fix that and the other problems they have? Because, be honest, for the first time in a long time,
I think that's their biggest problem, and I don't think it's close.
Because
sorry to cut you off, running back, that is not something you need to solve in free agency.
That's fair.
Spend a pick. Over the last couple of years, you spent one draft pick in running back over the last three seasons. You spent one, so if this team is going to have a decent pick, let's say they get the 21st overall pick, right? Let's say they're the 21st overall pick. Maybe you don't get that pass rusher, but for the most part, the things that you really need in the NFL, they aren't cheap. If you need really good quarterback play, it's not cheap to acquire it, or you need to be really bad to go get it for cheap. Pass rush is another one of those things. Sure, you can get lucky. Like, not all the great pass rushers in the league are top 10 picks. But when those guys hit free agency, yeah, it's going to be a bidding market because teams are kind of looking for those individuals. So I would say in terms of free agency needs, they have no bigger need this offseason than pass rush and defensive line. And they're going to have some space. Let's see what happens with Travis Kelce. Let's see what happens with Juwan Taylor. You'll have a little bit of money there. We know there's going to be other natural roster turnover and attrition. I'm guessing the Chiefs at some point make a trade. You don't potentially miss the playoffs and think you're running it back with that same team. So we're going to have a completely different team that's going to St. Joe. And one of those things needs to be they brought in somebody and your one goal is, hey, we need you to get after the other team's quarterback. We're not dialing up blitzes for you. Your expectation is you're going to beat your guy on your side and be a disruptor. And right now, for as good as George Karlaftis is, for as good as Chris Jones is, they do not have a disruptor on their defensive line. And they're spending a lot of money to have one of those.
I agree. That is top need. Now, I think, like I was going to say, for the first time in a long time, usually Chiefs go into offseason with like, oh, they need to do one thing. And you feel like they'll knock it out. I may have a couple things I need to get done this offseason, and I don't think any of them are cheap. You're right. Running back is one I think is cheap. That's a relatively easy fix. No money. But they're going to lose Hollywood Brown. They're going to lose Juju Smith-Schuster. Jalen Royals might not be a real thing. We don't know. We've never seen him. They probably need to add a wide receiver. even third wide receivers they aren't giving away for free. They're going to need a corner. Like, they maybe not Jalen Watson, but they're going to
somebody
need
for sure.
Another body out there. Are you happy with their safety play this year? I'm not saying Jaden Hicks has been bad, but it could be a position you upgrade.
For sure.
Leo Chenal is a free agent, so you're going into next year needing a linebacker. I believe Tranquil's in the last year of a contract. Either Tranquil, I think there's an out in Tranquil's contract if it's not his final year. I hate linebacker, but you're going to need to add human bodies to the roster there. And defensive tackle next to Chris Jones is an absolute barren wasteland all season long. I don't know that just a Danielle Hunter type fixes that problem too. So there's a couple big ticket cost some pennies options this offseason the Chiefs are going to need to fix. And I didn't even talk about depth moves yet, which they always tend to make.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess when it comes to me is, there's some things that I would deem to be big ticket items and some things that are not. Safety is not a big ticket item. Like, you don't need to spend a lot of money at safety.
The Chiefs usually do, though, by the way. Before this year, Reed and Matthew were never cheap.
You're right. I also would say running back this year. And I know I can already tell you this is going to be a fight. And I know that I've been at the forefront of banging the drum for running back. You don't have to spend a first round pick on a running back. Like, a lot of teams that have good running backs didn't spend big time. So you can either go get one in free agency. We know there's going to be a guy or two in free agency that they like. And you can also spend a draft pick. You could have done exactly what the Broncos did at running back. You could have done what the Patriots did at running back and be in a much better situation. So I don't want them now to overcorrect in certain spots. Well, last year we spent $0 on running back. Now let's spend all our dollars on running back. No, no, let's find a medium in these things. But yeah, the only, I would say, major ticket item that they have is pass rush. That's a major ticket item. It's not cheap. You either got to find it in the draft, so you got to move up to potentially do it, or you got to be in a position where when a guy like Danielle Hunter is available on a 2-year, $50 million deal, you got to just pay it. You got to pay it. And I know the sentiment might be, oh man, we overpaid for Danielle Hunter. Yeah, you overpaid because you didn't have it. You know the analogy we make on this show. You overpaid for those headphones is because you didn't buy them at Best Buy, and now you're sitting there at the airport and you don't have any. So yeah, it's going to cost you more. So because you missed on a first-round pick, because Mike Dana hasn't worked, because Omar Norman Lott and Ashton Gelati were hurt or didn't work out, yeah, you're not going to get hit with a tax. And the tax is going to be you got to outbid somebody. So now you go get a Bosa. You go get one of those guys that come available next year on a 1-year, $20 million deal, and you need that guy for your defense to work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.